Capital Insider is sponsored by the State Chamber of Oklahoma.
This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics, policy, and government. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, public bodies are now required to have either in-person meetings or partially virtual meetings now that the state's COVID-19 emergency status has expired. Partial virtual meetings must comply, though, with certain requirements. What are they?
Yes, for a partially virtual meeting to meet the Open Meeting Act, a quorum must meet in person at a designated location. And the names of the members who are going to participate in that meeting virtually and the locations from which they are going to participate must be listed on the agenda, and they can't change their minds and attend in person. And those locations must be accessible to and open to the public. So really what that means is attending a meeting from your living room or perhaps your bedroom is probably a thing of the past.
But we have learned a lot during COVID. Has there been any thought that there might actually be benefits to having virtual meetings where more people might be able to watch or participate than if the meetings are totally in person?
Yes, I think there has. Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat wants to see the Open Meeting Act modernized. He had a bill to do that, but it did not get final language during the legislative session, and it never made it all the way through the legislative process. Treat stressed there has to be a balance between letting public body members participate remotely, which could increase interest even in serving on public bodies, as well as public access, so that remote meetings are not used for members to hide from the public and from members of the media.
The Pardon and Parole Board operated from December to March with 4 members instead of 5, and that meant that some pardon, parole, and commutation applications were denied because of tie votes. Now the board has a full 5 members. Will they be revisiting those cases that were tied?
They are considering that. The board has asked its staff to prepare a list of commutation, parole, and pardon applications that were heard during that time period and that were denied because of those tie votes. Now, some of those cases will not be able to be reviewed again because of statutory requirements or pardon and parole board rules. And in some cases, they may even have to ask the governor to get involved and request that certain cases be reheard. Scott Williams, who Governor Kevin Stitt appointed to the board in March, its newest and 5th member, said there was at least one application on the March meeting agenda that was denied because of a 2-2 vote that he would have voted in favor of approving. So it seems like there is some interest in bringing some of those cases back.
Next, we go to COVID. Oklahoma's Deputy Commissioner of Health reports 54% of eligible Oklahomans have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccination. National figures show 34.5% in Oklahoma are fully vaccinated, which ranks Oklahoma 41st among all states. Now, the Biden administration is urging states to reach 70% fully vaccinated by July 4th, but Governor Stitt has refused federal funding to provide vaccination incentives. What is the state's vaccination goal?
Well, Deputy Commissioner of Health Keith Reed said the state should be able to get close to 65% fully vaccinated. That, he indicated, was the number of Oklahomans who had indicated in surveys and polls that they were interested in getting the vaccine. "We're not giving up," Reed told reporters Thursday, adding that the department wanted to see the number of fully vaccinated increase. But Oklahoma's top number, it seems, of 65% is below not just the July 4th goal of the Biden administration, but their overall goal of closer to 80 to 85%, which would lead to herd immunity.
Right. It's almost summer, and the lodge at Oklahoma's first state park, Quartz Mountain, will be opening soon following renovations. But getting to this point was complicated, Sean.
Yeah, this really sort of shows the reach of the legislature. From 2001 to 2020, the state regents for higher education were responsible for overseeing the lodge at Quartz Mountain State Park. In 2020, legislation passed by lawmakers and signed by the governor transferred that facility back to the Department of Tourism and Recreation. And lawmakers also approved a $50 million bond issue to make improvements in the state parks all throughout the system. Now, more than $10 million of that has been spent on renovating Quartz Mountain State Lodge. The guest rooms were refurbished. The grand entry was expanded. A new gift shop was added. The grounds were improved, and there is a new restaurant there as well. The facility will have a grand reopening on June 18th and reopen to the public later in the month.
That will be most welcome. Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
And that's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter at @KGOUNews and @eCapital. You can also find us online at kgou.org and ecapital.net. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.